Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
DACA. Yeah, DAC. You're hearing that continually, and you know everybody's hoping that they just kind of put a narrative of what it means. But we want to talk about that today because
we're going to help you out with that.
Yeah, because you had the president's meeting, you know, bipartisan meeting with a couple of leaders, and of course Nancy Pelosi's having issues now in her home because she's trying to do something, take care of these kids of the parents that came over. But the question is, what is DACA? Let's take a look at this first before we find out what Senator Rand Paul has a possible solution for it, staying within our laws. Take a look.
For 5 years, nearly 800,000 undocumented young people have been able to live in the U.S. without constant fear of deportation. That's all thanks to DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. It was started by President Barack Obama in 2012. It allows young immigrants who came to the U.S. illegally as children to apply for a renewable 2-year visa. That allows them to work legally in the U.S. and saves them from deportation. So, who qualifies? Those who have been in the U.S. since 2007 and came before they turned 16, and those who were under the age of 31 before June 15, 2012, when DACA went into effect. Applicants must be in school, have a high school diploma, or be a military veteran, and they must have a mostly clean criminal record. It's important to note, the status doesn't put participants on a path to legal permanent residency or citizenship, but it does mean these immigrants can get things like driver's licenses, credit cards, and open bank accounts. A recent survey found that after being approved for DACA, 5% of recipients started their own businesses, and 16% bought a home for the first time. Some critics say DACA is unconstitutional because Obama introduced it by executive action and without congressional approval. They also argue that DACA promotes future illegal immigration because it signals that if you come here illegally, there are ways to be able to stay.
So that's a good explanation. You know, we're talking about DACA right now. And so you think about it, you know, coming from a Christian perspective, we really got to think this thing through. We can't just automatically just like, that's mine, that's not yours. Because you know, Jesus talks about sharing and about, you know, being kind and being kind to the stranger.
To our neighbor
and that type of thing. But he also talks about being legal. And there's one thing about what our current president was saying is that, you know, if you're here and you're illegal.
It's illegal for
undocumented
a reason.
Is another definition of the word illegal.
Right.
But if you're here and you're committing crimes, that's what he's talking about.
You've got to go.
But what do you do with the children who are not committing crimes, that type of thing? And this is DACA. Well, Senator Rand Paul offered us a constitutional answer to make sure every one of these now adults, but they were children when they came over, they get to stay and become a citizen of America, but it does it constitutionally. As a matter of fact, let's join Senator Rand Paul as he's talking about a solution for the DACA issue.
So DACA, I think most of the courts, there's been several court cases and they've all agreed that it's unconstitutional. He created law. That has nothing to do with the argument of whether they should have it or not. I'm actually somewhat sympathetic to the kids who have been here for most of their lives, but I'm also sympathetic to the idea you can't have no rules. I mean, you just can't. I'm sympathetic to Milton Friedman's point when he said you can't have open borders in a welfare state. We got a lot of free stuff in our country. Free healthcare no matter what, free education no matter what, up through 12 grades. That's just a big expense. You just can't have the whole world come. There was a survey by Pew one time, I think it was Pew or Gallup, and they surveyed the world and then they extrapolated and they said 700 million people would come here if they could. So we've got to have some rules. Now with the DACA kids, what I proposed is the compromise is they're here, they're illegal, and you want to make them legal. We accept about 1 million people a year through green cards who then go to get on the track to become citizens. Make the DACA kids part of the 1 million. Now there's 1 million of them, so they would take up a whole year's worth of immigration. So let's say you wanted to take up all the slots. Let's say we divide them into segments of 200,000. We admit them over 5 years. We internally immigrate them over 5 years, but they count against the numbers. So for the people on the right, we say we're not expanding immigration. We're not necessarily rewarding. We're not going to take 1.2 million next year. We're going to take 1 million and 200,000 slots of the people who've lived here 15, 20 years. And then I think that to me would be the reasonable compromise. I don't think that's what I'm promoting. I don't think we'll get that. I think what we'll get is you'll do DACA and it'll pass, and then they'll throw a bunch of money at a wall or some security stuff. And in the end, the last comprehensive bill, one of the reasons I opposed it is they actually had too much money for border security. They just threw billions and billions and billions trying to get conservatives on board with the immigration reform. With immigration in general, most immigrants are an asset to our country. Most of them are good people. Most of them are hardworking people and should be looked at that way.
That's the constitutional answer. By the way, when you hear somebody say constitutional, they're saying we can do something within the law, you know, that our perimeters
which
that we
important.
Have versus unconstitutional, which is how that thing began. You remember we talked about in the program where people were flooding over our borders. You know, we'll have to get this other particular topic, you know, next time. But we want to talk about that. You remember the Border Patrol officer that was on the border and some truck drivers coming in from Mexico to America. And the truck driver says, do you want to see my papers? And remember what he said? Yeah. What does it matter anyway, right? What's the point? And we went 8 years like that, you know, a large part of that 8 years like that under the previous administration.
Well, the important thing to think about that, too, is not only did we get, like, you know, Rand Paul said, the senator from Kentucky, that you're going to get some good people that are wanting to do better for their family. But at the same time, we had a lot of bad people that were coming from other countries wanting to do us harm. And they're still here. You know, and Kamal Saleem told us.
Hey. 300,000, 100,000, something like that. Radical jihadist terrorists, 450,000 radical jihadist terrorists is what Kamal
Saleem said. And
this was
seven years ago.
Qum Ministries, you know, and it's not everybody, but it's that. The thing about it is, it just come over legally. Go through the process, because at some point we got to say, we got to let some of the American citizens out of jail, because they're in jail for what other people.
Yeah, and not only, you know, come here legally, because if you come here illegally, you're open to be abused.
Yeah, that's happening.
You know,
it's
happening all over the place. You're being taken advantage of, and no one should take advantage of you.
And some of the things that are happening, some of the reports that are out, that that some of the same people from that nation who are over here illegally, they transport some of their own previous citizens from their country over here illegally, and then they put them into trafficking, and they actually oppress them, enslave them.
That's horrible.
Their own folks.
Their own people.
And it's important, if you do it legally, they can't do that to them.
Right.
Because they're protected. They're protected. They can't call the police if they actually broke the law.
That's right.
That's why they don't call the police. And the people know that are that also broke the law. And so they're taking advantage of them. When they become an American citizen, they have all the rights
all the
of
rights.
A citizen. And so they could call the police. And those people who are who imprisoning them, putting them in sex trafficking, and this drug business that's going on, they can call the police and they'll come and take them to jail.
Working them long hours and paying them very, very little below minimum wage.
Yes.
That's horrible.
It really is. There's more slaves today than there ever been at this one moment than there's ever been if you add up all the slaves that ever happened in the history of the world. But you don't hear anybody talking about present slavery. You hear them talking about historical slavery where people right now, we got to go. But down in Mexico, for example, Glenn Beck just got back and there was a lady that was chained, John, in a laundromat downstairs ironing clothes for years and beat with a broomstick by this lady owner that owned that business. And she, you know, she got free from that situation. But that's happening as we speak. And it's like when you come in legally, you're protected. The whole constitution's behind you. The government's behind you. It's your government. It's your country when you come in legally. And it's an exciting thing to become an American citizen. We actually did a test. We went through the citizenship test and we were challenged in some of it.
Oh, yes.
And we'll actually make that available to you on the VFN tour.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.